Election Night coverage on DWS brought to you by Rental City, the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, Allstate agent Bill Abel, Bridal Brook Adult Community, Wallace Lane and Auction, and Coach House Garages.
It is 34 degrees at 10:06. Good evening. Welcome in to our continuing coverage of this election night primary edition here on this March 20th of 2018. Among the many races that we are watching tonight is the Republican primary race for Republican candidate for Attorney General for the state of Illinois. And the winner in that race is Erica Harold, the Urbana native. She joins us now. Good evening, Erica. Congratulations on your victory. You defeat Gary Grasso. Votes are still coming in, but looks like by a healthy margin. Congratulations to you. Where are you tonight?
Thank you so much. I'm actually in Chicago. I started this morning voting in Urbana and then came on up to Chicago and will continue campaigning first thing tomorrow morning. So when you're running for statewide office, there are no days off.
You carried quite a number of counties across the state, but of course carried your home here in Champaign County. What did it mean for you to, from what you started here in Champaign, to now being in a statewide office? Running for a statewide office.
People in the Champaign-Urbana community have always been so supportive of me, and to see people come out in the community to vote for me today meant the world to me, because we live in a community where people support each other regardless of political affiliation, and there are so many good people who have invested in my life, and I'm so honored and humbled that they came out to support me today.
I'm Scott Beatty here alongside Michael Kaiser, and we are talking with the new Republican nominee for Attorney General in Illinois, Erica Harold, well-known here in these parts. Erica, what do you think puts you over the top against your opponent?
One thing that put me over the top is I started campaigning for this office back in August when Lisa Madigan was still in the race, and I think a lot of voters gave me credit for having the courage to enter the race. I also have campaigned vigorously in all parts of the state for the past 7 months and was able to set forth clear priorities and agendas that resonated with voters throughout the state.
Erica, this is Michael. Just congratulations on your win tonight, being the nominee. And I know this is you're welcome. I know this is the second time that you have run for office. The first time was the 13th. You didn't get the nomination that night. So now to be running in November, what kind of goes to your mind to know that now you're going to be on the ballot in November for the first time in your career?
It's incredibly gratifying to have received the nomination. But now the real race begins. It's a huge state, and right now we live in a very politically polarized environment. And so the challenge is to reach voters across the political spectrum and to show them why I am fighting for their interests and will fight to represent them regardless of political affiliation.
I know that when you initially got into this race, Lisa Madigan was still planning to run. She's still in office right now, but she was still planning to run on the Democratic side of things. And then suddenly she dropped out, which led to a large number of Democrats running for that office. What changed for you campaign-wise when you were no longer facing a name like Madigan, someone who's been in office for several years? Obviously, Kwame Raoul and Pat Quinn are big names, but what changed for you in terms of, obviously you weren't running against them yet, but what changed for you mentally knowing that if you do win the nomination, you weren't going to run against Lisa Madigan, and now, of course, indeed, you are the nominee?
Probably the biggest thing that changed was there was a lot more media focus on the race earlier because there was a heavily contested primary on the Democratic side. But in terms of message, the message didn't change because the message was fighting against public corruption, working to enhance government accountability and transparency, and emphasizing themes of reform, like criminal justice reform, and working to provide leadership on the opioid epidemic. And those were going to be my priorities regardless of who was on the other side of the aisle.
You mentioned that it's a statewide office, and that's a big change from the 13th Congressional District, which is only 14 counties. This is 102 counties. As you look ahead, Chicago is obviously a difficult area. Cook County is really difficult. It's a lot of people up there. It's heavy Democratic. How do you plan to get through that?
I plan to show up and compete for every vote in every part of the state. Part of the reason why Republicans have had a tough time appealing to certain voters is they haven't actually asked for the vote. And I plan to fight for every vote and to ask for every vote and to also emphasize priorities where there is a consensus. So the work that I've done in prison ministry and criminal justice reform, that's something that will hopefully appeal to people on both sides of the aisle and independents. I'll also focus on issues of fighting against corruption because I think regardless of someone's political affiliation, they want to see an attorney general that is working to hold both parties accountable.
Erica, you are a very principled person that has been known throughout your public life. You recently felt the need to clarify comments regarding same-sex marriage and rights for all people across the state. What has campaigning caused you to reconsider, if anything, or think through in any different way from before the time you were running?
The clarifications were just making my current views known. It's not the campaign itself. It's that during the course of a campaign, sometimes words can be taken out of context. And so I just wanted to make clear to people where I stood. And in fighting for the office of Attorney General, I wanted to make it very clear to people that I would treat people with respect and fight to make sure that everyone's interests were respected.
And do you anticipate that this will become more of an issue in the general election campaign?
It should not be. It should not be an issue in the general campaign because the job of Attorney General is to fight to represent all Illinoisans, regardless of political affiliation, and it's to enforce the law. And so the law right now is the law of the land, and it's the job of whoever takes that seat to be able to enforce the law regardless of their personal views.
Erica, before we let you go, what is ahead? You mentioned you're going to be hitting the campaign trail first thing tomorrow morning, but will you take any time to relish this moment? Is it hit the hay?
It is right back on the trail. I have a full day of events, and then I will be heading back out to meet with voters throughout the state. When you're running for statewide office, for the first time, it's important that you work to introduce yourself to as many voters as possible. And when you're seeking the office of Attorney General, you're asking to be the people's lawyer. And so it's important to make that personal connection as often as you can.
Erica Harrell, the new Republican nominee for Attorney General across the state of Illinois and Urbana Zone. We appreciate your time. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, and have a great evening.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. We are continuing to watch everything statewide. We have not seen anything that has declared the Republican race for governor a final, but Governor Bruce Rauner is meeting with supporters now, so let's go live to his election headquarters.
We haven't seen it yet, but apparently she's filed a lawsuit in
even though it looks like a healthy
but
now.
But you see my voice now.
Why wouldn't Berrios?
Right.
To the team, thank you to all supporters. Thank you for the people of Illinois for giving us this opportunity. On to victory. On to victory. Thank you. We are at a critical time for the state of Illinois, a critical turning point. I am honored and humbled by this victory. You have given me the chance to win the battle against the corruption that plagues Illinois. This primary election was hard fought.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I want to congratulate my opponent on her principled stand. Let's have a round of applause for our opponent. To those of you around the state of Illinois who wanted to send me a message, let me be clear. I have heard you. I have traveled the state, and I have listened to you. While we disagree on some things, let's commit to working together on what unites us, the reforms we need to save our state. let's focus on the issues we agree on. Reducing taxes. Yeah. Growing jobs. And ending corruption through term limits. Yeah. On the issues where we are divided, let's work together to bridge the divide. Yes. We can do this. Yes. We can do this. To all the people of Illinois, Republicans, Independents, Democrats who know we need change, I ask you to join us in fighting for our state. For those of you who are disgusted by our system of corruption and insider dealing, and that's virtually all of us in the state of Illinois, let's come together in the name of common sense. We cannot keep spending and taxing and relying on career politicians if we expect a better tomorrow. We have the chance to finish now what we started and accomplish the critical change Illinois so desperately needs. We can do this. Yes, we can. Change is hard. It's been a difficult few years. But nothing important is ever easy. Make no mistake, the future of Illinois is on the ballot in November. The future of our children and grandchildren hangs in the balance. It's absolutely right. The election in November will be a choice. A clear choice, a choice between someone who will stand up to the machine and someone who has long been part of it. That's right. That's right. That's right. Between someone who will fight for hardworking families and someone who will protect the political insiders. Between someone who will serve the people and someone who will serve himself and his cronies. Pritzker is Mike Madigan's hand-picked candidate. And if he is elected, he will give total control of our state over to the machine. If that happens, turn out the lights. Because we know exactly where they're headed. Higher taxes and more corruption. We know what Pritzker and the machine insiders want. They want more money from the people and more power to the politicians. That's why we're going to beat them. That's why we're going to beat them. This election, it's not really about Republicans versus Democrats. It's not about liberals versus conservatives. It's about the people, all the people of Illinois, versus the machine. It's about the people versus the political insiders. It's the people versus those who profit from high taxes. Newspapers have framed this election as my fight against the Illinois Mafia. But it's really the people versus the Illinois Mafia. It's our fight.
It's our fight to save our state. This election is about our future and what we want our future to look like. If we surrender to Pritzker and the machine, we will just get higher taxes and more corruption. If we commit to work together, we will build the Illinois that our children and grandchildren deserve. This election is about our homes and our families. Illinois is home, and home is worth fighting for. No one can do this alone. We have to come together. We have to unite. We have to work as a team to get this done. We can do this. If we all work together to save Illinois, we will succeed. On to victory for the people. On to victory for the future of Illinois. God bless you. God bless the great state of Illinois. And God bless the United States of America. Thank you. Thank you.
Governor Bruce Rauner. Apparently accepting victory in the Republican primary race, Michael Kaiser, as we have not yet seen anything final in that, but perhaps he knows something we don't yet. It's a tight race, but he has had the majority of votes that have been tabulated.
Yeah, and he's up by about 20,000 votes, 20,600 almost, with 9,088 precincts reporting out of 10,119 across the state. It's a pretty big lead, but regardless, about averages 52% to 48% in terms of percent of the vote. It's a lot closer than you would like it to be. If you're the incumbent, and no matter if you're a Democratic nominee or a Republican nominee, if you're the incumbent in an office, a statewide office, you'd like to win a little bit better than that. But Governor Bruce Rauner, apparently, again, I've not seen anybody call anywhere yet that he is the winner, but he's got a pretty big lead at this time.
All right, we are coming back with more results in just a moment here on our election night coverage. It's News Talk 1400.